Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I please have your support to pull up your account?
Pardon me?
Yes, if I could please have your support to pull up your account.
29681.
Okay. 29681.
Correct. What is daily activity deals? I got it on my checking account, and I don't know what it is.
All right. That's probably a merchant name. If it is by the charge, we provide customer service to 400 online companies. But with information that we access from our database, it does provide the name of the merchant and what the charge is regarding.
So what is the charge regarding?
I would not know yet, ma'am. I have to access your account. Can you please provide your name?
It was either Joseph Eber or Ellen Eber.
Eber.
Okay. E-B-E-R.
Okay, thank you so much. And one moment, please. While I access information. Just a moment. Still have information coming in. Let's see. All right. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
104 Wickersham Drive, Simpsonville, South Carolina.
All right. Thank you for that information. And one moment, please, while I access the remainder here. To get there. Just waiting for the,
pardon me?
I'm about to get there. I'm just waiting for the last
bit
to access here. All right. I have gotten an account located that shows your address. Let's see. It shows it as shipping and billing. It shows your last name, and it does have the name of Joseph Eber. And you're calling in regarding the Bites Hub app, and it is a meal app that provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to help you to live a healthier lifestyle. But this is
meal guides. You applied for meal guides?
No.
We want to cancel that.
You can do that at any time, but before I find if I need to transfer you to fraud. It's the result of a customer, this was the result of a customer completing a survey, entering a contest that shows that a Dyson vacuum is what was offered on the page, but Bites Hub was in the terms and conditions. It's $59.89 per month.
It shows a Dyson vacuum.
Oh, I ordered filters.
He ordered filters for a Dyson.
Through Amazon.
Filters would have anything to ask him if he remembers doing a survey.
Do you remember doing a survey? He said no.
He doesn't remember.
No.
He had to get you transferred to the fraud department, and it's not really fraud.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. So you're not wanting to be transferred to, I'll just follow the regular protocol.
Yes, because I want to cancel that. So I do want to be transferred to the fraud department.
Okay, let me note the account then. Just one moment, please. All right, so let me just note here.
Because he said he did not order anything, and he had ordered filters off of Amazon. He did not take a survey.
Okay, this was actually done May 2nd, though.
Pardon me?
Yeah, the transaction that started, this was done May 2nd.
May 2nd? Mm-hmm. Nope.
Okay. just take a moment. It's a little bit of a process, but it'll be just another moment or so. If you do not mind, excuse me, if you do not mind while I put you on a brief hold, I get the call set up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And ordered in order to take the courier.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here, just checking back in. I will be back with you momentarily.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
So she's putting me through to the crowd. That was May 2nd.
Okay, ma'am, I'm checking back in.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, I could just go to the bank and dispute it.
That's an option, but you would just risk losing the credit that they would initially provide. Since we don't know here, the survey, it shows an IP address, but normally that's how it starts.
Okay.
Yeah, since we don't do this over the phone, but it shows an IP address for your city and state, which means there was a device that was used, even if it was something mistakenly done.
Yeah.
If the two of you have someone else that's there in the household, it could have been done by another household member. Have you already initiated a dispute?
Pardon me?
Have you already initiated
a
dispute?
No.
Okay. Because they would take information and also investigate with terms and conditions.
Right.
Of course, here we would turn IP address over to local authorities from the dispute department where they can prosecute.
Okay. Okay.
Now, we can provide you with the partial credit. There is not a full refund.
No, I need a full refund.
If you
because
dispute.
We did not. If we dispute what?
If you dispute with the bank, initially.
They're not
going to
charge us anything.
I didn't finish my sentence.
Okay.
Do you mind while I put you on hold on the recorded line, ma'am, to see what we can do
sure.
to further assist?
Sure. They can do half of the credit. No, we'll just go to the bank.
Okay.